Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The DH, Darrell Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Wallowander. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Zuvella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Allenson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wallewander is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallewander strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ziavella bunts towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allenson moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallewander fields it and throws to second for the out. Allenson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar bunts towards the mound. Swindell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Swindell. Salazar moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salazar tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Tigers, 1. Indians, 1. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallewander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers won, and the Indians won. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 0 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wallowander is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallowander bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salazar takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. 2 outs. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallewander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath bunts towards the mound. Swindell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Wallewander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallewander is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallewander bunts towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Franco covering, for the out. Heath moves to second. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salazar is walked intentionally. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zuvella bunts towards first. Knight juggles the ball. That's an error on Knight. Allenson moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Zuvella moves to second. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall is walked intentionally. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter is hit by the pitch. Allenson scores. Zuvella moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zuvella scores. Hall scores. Carter moves to third. Clark moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder is walked intentionally. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knight is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knight strikes out. 1 out. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheridan hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Matt Noakes pinch hits for Mike Heath. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Noakes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Evans moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Scott Lusarder pinch runs for Matt Noakes. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Jim Wallowander. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bergman hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.